here's the challenge for Hong Kong, get consultation really effective, and it's the challenge around the world. So I'll tell you, let's have a holistic look at what we do with consultation now. I think our approach is quite systematic. It's reproducible each time, but very often at the end of the consultation we have still people saying we weren't consulted. So perhaps there's a flaw in the model of consultation. So I think we have to look outside of the normal box of the way we do consultation to do this. In our Kai Tak planning review, vision planning principles, the first planning principle was continuous public participation. So this continuous word is very important. So I think we need some platforms for continuous input. And I think at the informal meeting we had a few weeks ago, I suggested some sort of web-based platform and made reference to the work done in consulting for the Olympic bid for London, where they used a web-based platform with video clips from people from around surrounding districts and stakeholders that had views, so that people can see other people's views, and it isn't just a small group of perhaps 200 that usually come to consultation forums, that their views get represented. This is one issue. So how do we make consultation ongoing, continuous, and what platform do we use for this consultation? And how do we, as the chairman suggested, keep the transparency in terms of here are the views that have been received, here's how they've been handled, and here's how we have responded to them. So this is the universe of public engagement and transparency. The chairman actually asked me and all of us to say how we thought this could also be enhanced. And I sort of challenged myself with the questions. Does one forum, or even a number of forums, does one size fit all? Or rather much like, does one shoe fit all? And the answer I have to sort of give to myself in asking that question is, well, no, one size doesn't fit all. So when we present the whole plan, that is the sort of the one shoe approach. When you consult people on the whole plan, it's a rather large thing to get it to fit to everybody. And there are a number of stakeholder groups. We have themed groups, which are mirrored, aligned with the themes of this development, from cruise terminals to stadiums to housing development to general recreation, etc. So you can take those themes as being sub-consultation areas, or you can go by a district around the outside. And I see we've got the district forums, but again they're rather much in the old mould of going out to the shopping malls and just doing something very very piecemeal, rather than asking some very specific questions about the projects. You know, it's rather than saying here's the PODP, what do you think about it, is a rather big question to get people to answer. But here's a PODP, what do you think of it in the context of the district where you live and how you interface with this? And what are your concerns about this? So maybe it's the way in which we ask the questions and the context in which we present the questions and to whom we present them. What is our question to a marine user? What is our question to a cruise terminal operator or a cruise ship owner? We have to think about these groups, I think, quite discreetly some ways, and set up a number of different forum for them rather than single forum. The other thing I looked at in terms of participation and engendering greater participation from around the world, two approaches. First approach is one similar to a survey-based approach, and that approach would be to not just put information out there and wait and see what responses come back, but actually to get on the telephone, but not to say to people, give me your responses, allied to a typical sort of AC Nielsen survey, but to say to them, would you come to a forum? Invite people, say, check which demographic area they come to, invite them to a forum. If you want 1,000 people to come, that's the only way to get them to do it, and it's been done around the world. The other way, which has been shown to be very effective internationally, is to get a champion for the project. And in the context of other cities and other countries, this has been presidents or mayors, or vice presidents or vice mayors, deputy mayors. How could we get the chief executive or the chief secretary engaged in a rather large planning forum for Kai Tak? So I raise those as the sort of the questions which have come from trying to answer the challenge put to us, and suggest, you know, these are some of the questions we need to answer in moulding a good public participation process.
Thank you, Andrew. But if your answer to the question is to ask some further questions, then I'm afraid the proposals that you have in mind will not be implemented until stage 4 or 5 or whatever. Right. So if there are very concrete suggestions, then please, by all means, pass it to the planning department. 不如我們聽完先,一次過,好嗎? Robin, 有沒有公眾參與的意見? Joe?
其實剛才我的提問有兩個問題沒有答到,可能我講得太多例子,變成了 focus 在例子上。 其實剛才那兩個問題可能都跟之後公眾參與有些關係,就是我們其實 collect了那些opinions, 我們怎樣去分析呢?我們是有沒有一個定了的 methodology? 即是可能 如果methodology是quantitative的 statistical的 qualitative的analysis 之前其實收集了很多但究竟它怎樣轉化成為一些意見或者一些主旨或者是planning principles 我們是不知道的剛才沒有回答過這個問題第一個問題就是當這些我得出一些結果不知道用什麼方法分析得出一些結果之後 如果這些結果是跟government policy有衝突的時候 我怎樣去取捨的呢剛才亦都有問過這個問題但是都沒有回答到 永遠都是government policy先行還是不是的呢 或者哪些是一定不能動的component 我們應該在consult的時候已經告訴人 有些東西是不能動的 之前都曾經說過 stadium是不能動的 這些東西應該清晰地告訴民眾 而不是說consult完之後才說 其實這些是不能動的這個是那兩個問題
或者大家委員長有沒有其他問題 我請政府同事回答之前 或者建議從建議的角度我們在第一個論壇是7月8日然後接著7月份和8月份就會進行那些論壇公眾可以隨時寫進來不過正如Andrew說如果你不鼓勵他未必那麼多公眾會特地寫進來主動寫進來 所以我們還有什麼其他途徑可以去鼓勵他們呢就現在政府是可能可以做得到的呢我們就趁現在去給意見他了那麼Robin想回應一下我想簡單回應一下Andrew剛才講的提及的關於公眾參與那裡其實我們會做很多這裡列了出來的大家看到的就是那些 論壇那些譬如諾諾區論壇也都是去區議會那些大家都會看到的另外我們有這個Digest裡面大家或者可能沒有留意最後一頁我們是有些表格的市民看到可以填回來的這裡面也都是有些所謂不同的主題 我們都是有這樣的分,變成大家是就某一個主題其實是可以有些意見的,這個除了一本,還在網上有在,在網站那裡有,亦都是透過電郵等等,亦都可以給意見,你說怎樣去鼓動市民多給意見呢?我們其實一直都會做一些在傳媒上的 推廣今天下午這個規劃署長會有個記者會向大家市民大眾透過傳媒解釋大家明天會打開收音機有封煙的打電話進去我們有官員向大家講述這個關於這些一直到星期一下個星期 亦都會有類似的安排星期二我們去立法會規劃和地政小組講這些事亦都會有相當傳媒的注意所以我覺得在這方面是會的確接觸到很多普羅大眾市民鼓勵他們給意見還有那個模型亦都會去不同的地點擺放給市民 看了之後接觸了可能他們就會意見我想我們其實做了很多配合的功夫希望更多市民對這個題目有興趣和發表更多意見多謝主席規劃署可不可以講一下阿Joe提的兩個問題你們其實搜集了一些意見之後怎樣去轉了做現在這個 李生。
主席，或者我答下黃生的問題之前，再補充多少少有關個諮詢嗰度嗰個過程啦。即係除咗頭先阿葉生所講等等各方面嗰啲組織咗嘅活動之外咧，其實我哋都會係即係去即係好多唔同嗰啲委員會啦，同埋我哋亦都係好鼓勵即係任何嘅組織，如果你對呢個規劃啟德呢個規劃是有意見的呢，我們很歡迎他跟我們聯絡，我們也會去跟他們作出這個規劃的簡介，就著他們所關心的題目來去探討的。在過往那兩個階段的啟德的規劃參與裡面，例如很多體育組織啦都跟我們有一些專題的討論啦，一些對於海港有關注的組織，我們都會去跟他們談的。所有其他不同的組織如果他們是有興趣的，我們即歡迎他們隨時跟我們聯絡。咁至於喺我哋嗰個網頁上面咧，咁我哋都好歡迎有任何嘅意見去更加完善化佢。有關所有我哋諮詢嗰啲文件啦，研究嘅背景資料啦，甚至乎話包括我哋一啲三維嘅電腦模擬嘅片段咧，我哋都可以喺個網上度等上去嘅。咁如果仲有其他嘅意見，點樣去完善化個網頁咧，我哋好歡迎呢啲意見。去翻阿黃生剛才那兩個問題，其實去處理收集到的公眾意見咧，如果係即係可以，如果我哋可以做到一個好簡單嘅方程式，一加一等於二咧，咁就即係非常之容易做。咁但係即係個事實咧，或者個現實咧，就係好多時咧就係未必係可以咁樣做到。咁我哋相信咧，即係最好嘅做法就係越公開越好。即係我哋點樣去分析嗰啲意見，點樣去討論而我哋嗰個理由係點樣去接納或者唔接納，係盡量係希望係公開嘅。咁喺呢方面嚟講咧，喺之前嗰兩個階段嗰個公眾參與嗰個活動，我哋已經係擬備咗一個報告，那個報告係好詳細，我哋已經掛咗喺個網上邊。可能因為嗰個報告咧就真係太過太過長啊，都幾厚下。第二階段嗰個咧，如果真係引出嚟係咁厚嘅，咁我諗阿黃生嘅意見好，同埋主席嘅意見更好嘅，即係喺入邊或者我哋可以就係就住某啲重點，就即係撮要咁抽翻啲出嚟咧，就大家可能會容易啲理解。我哋喺今次個文件度咧，就嘗試咁做，可能咧就係即係未曾係即係做得咁完善。咁如果係我哋可以即係再繼續咁去做多啲嘅話咧，咁呢方面我哋係可以即係繼續咁做。咁而啲資料咧，亦都我哋係會係等翻個網上邊啦，亦都係發放翻俾公眾。我相信即係為咗去即係解答嚟講咧，最好嗰個保障都係公開，即係我哋點樣將呢啲資料公開，點樣去解釋翻點解唔接納嗰啲意見。多謝主席。
梁生，
主席，其實或者我即係跟進翻阿 Raymond 或者阿 Joe 幾點意見咧。其實我又睇咧就話咧。既然而家第三期啦，第三個階段呢個所謂諮詢咧，其實我都覺得可能即係唔係咁實際話，我哋就咁攞張圖出嚟，就咁就攤出嚟，就俾大家睇下你有冇意見咁樣。咁可能最尾翻翻嚟都係啲公眾公開嘅論壇咧，都係大家去翻翻去以前一啲好多嘅即係重複嘅意見。咁我諗頭先阿 Jo 嗰樣嘢，其實我覺得即係幾好嘅，就話咧，既然去到今時今日，如果政府喺政策上或者喺某一啲其他考慮的層面上咧，都已經有一啲覺得係都係出，即係喺個再改變嗰、那個空間唔大，或者甚至已經既定嘅一個方向咧。其實我覺得應該係由政府有關部門主動去將呢樣嘢勾畫翻出嚟咧，等大家知道呢啲嘢咧，其實咧喺政府嘅層面考慮咧，有乜嘢已經係可能已成定局，或者係已經係一個大方向要行。即係我覺得呢、這個。即係以喺即係有關部門嗰個主導嗰方面咧，其實我覺得應該係明顯啲，俾大家公眾知咧有邊啲嘢咧，其實咧而家呢樣嘢咧，政府嗰個方向咧行緊嘅。咁第二樣嘢咧就同一時間就話，我都希望就話，如果再去公眾諮詢嘅情況咧，我哋都希望就可以有啲 focus。所謂 focus 咧就話咧，其實今時今日去到呢個時候，我覺得大家有啲乜嘢仲係好有爭議性，或者係好一個有對立性嘅情況，會唔會好似實喺第二階段，我哋都formulate 翻一啲 focus， 一啲主要議題啊？呢議題未必需要喺一定係用一個 component 嘅層面去 define， 而可以係用而家，即係我覺得我哋預計公眾同埋即係有關嘅持份者咧，都覺得有一啲較為即係 divided 或者即係分歧啲嘅討論咧，我覺得應該係即係列翻呢啲咁嘅 focus 出嚟咧。而呢啲 focus 咧，我覺得政府都可以考慮一下，就話係咪亦都係好似第二期做公眾參與嘅一個辯論咧，會唔會係調翻轉我哋可以做一個 focus group 咧，就話之前有一啲激烈辯論嘅一啲團體或者 stakeholder。 同有關政府部門顧問，甚至可能即係有城規會嘅成員，去再可能半即係唔係一定要閉門啦，即係可能就有一個 focus 嘅一個 group 咧，唔需要話一個即係完全開放嘅一個辯論嘅論壇咧，可以將呢樣嘢大家即係做一個 deliberation。因為我覺得如果我哋仍然係冇 focus 去照諮詢咧，我相信出嚟嗰啲資料咧都會翻翻去頭先係租嗰樣嘢咧，就係我哋淨係處理嗰啲意見咧，都係一個問題嚟㗎啦。啊，多謝主席。
多謝大家嘅意見。咁我睇法就咁樣啦。其實大家提出都係好即係好正確嘅一啲睇法啦。咁譬如 Andrew 講即係唔可以一個帽去吸曬啊。咁但係另外咧，大家提出嘅好多意見咧，其實都係講緊咧，我哋嗰個公眾參與，如果要有內容咧，就其實要視乎你嗰個餡啊，即係我哋提出嚟嘅餡咧係夠實際啊，即係同埋有內容，咁有內涵，咁然後公眾先至可以俾到意見。嗱，如果係咁，不如我就提一個建議啦。嗱，我哋喺過往嗰兩期嘅公眾參與咧，其實我哋都用咗幾創新嘅方法嘅。咁包括咧係有商場嗰啲論壇啦，即係可能 Andrew 覺得係即係以前用開，但其實對於政府可能都係幾創新㗎啦。咁另外咧亦都有我哋曾經帶過一啲居民咧係去現場去視察啦。咁同埋我哋都有專題嘅論壇啦，即係特別係專題去討論。咁亦都有喺跑道嘅末端進行一啲嘅公眾嘅論壇。即係換句話講咧，我哋係個形式都係不推嘅。咁既然公眾嘅參與咧，係我哋鼓勵公眾去參與嘅，咁所以今次不如咧，就除咗現在我哋已經 set 咗嘅節目之外咧，假如係即係共建維港委員會嘅成員嘅團體啊，或者係公眾，我哋都鼓勵佢哋咧係主動嘅向政府去建議有啲咩會係想開。有啲嘅團體我哋知道咧，佢會特登係想係同政府見面嘅。咁我剛才李生都講咗咧，就如果佢哋有要求咧，佢都會安排啊。咁或者我哋如果政府同事唔覺得太過吃重嘅話咧，我哋都可以鼓勵。若果係有專業團體或者係即係環保團體或者地區團體咧，佢哋有個意見，甚至咧佢話佢想你帶個團佢去行一行啊，即係睇一睇。咁我哋盡量去回應佢啦，即係變咗盡量去用各種唔同嘅模式。就變成是回應他們的要求當然這幾個論壇我們會繼續去做的，不過假如可以有這種的、就是、公開話，我們歡迎你提出用你的方法，當然、就是我們 就不可以說、就是、做三四十個論壇的會，但我相信公眾都是很合理的，即係佢如果提出係想有一個論壇係討論特別一個題目咧，我哋可以有政府同事係安排到去回應佢，即係比較針對性咁去討論。如果想討論好廣闊嘅、好闊嘅範圍嘅專業團體又好，或者係即係居民團體，我哋亦都即係會好樂意同佢哋去溝通啊。即係如果我哋可以有咁，即係政府同意有咁嘅一種信息咧，即係我哋就盡量鼓勵公眾，即係你都走埋嚟同我哋講。就唔單止咧，我邀請你嚟一啲論壇啦，咁樣好唔好啊？咁如果大家同意咧，就即係換句話講，無論我哋委員會同埋政府，我哋都係再做多一分力啦。咁但係我哋都鼓勵公眾咧，其實對公眾都係個挑戰嚟嘅，即係你公眾亦都要自己去諗下咧，即係你都要俾時間出嚟。如果你肯俾時間出嚟咧，我哋願意去即係同埋陪埋啲公眾一齊，咁先至體現到個與民規劃。好，咁Robin 仲有冇嘢想講啲嘛？
多謝主席，即係好快回應剛才 Andy 講嗰度咧。其實嗰、那個個政策嗰度或者政府嘅睇法咧，其實係好鮮明、好清楚嘅。我舉兩個例子啦，譬如話郵輪碼頭嘅選址咧，政府一路咧都講得好清楚，即係啟德係最適合嘅地方。體育館嘅選址，政府亦都講得好清楚咧，係啟德係一個最適合嘅地方。所以同埋咧，大家記得咧喺第二階段嘅時候咧，我哋出嗰三個所謂 concept plan 嘅時候咧，我哋都講得好清楚。譬如呢兩個嘅設施咧，係必定喺度嘅。所以我哋三個圖啊，主席應該記得啦，三個圖裏邊咧都係有呢樣嘢。咁所以而家去到呢個階段 個 PODP 出咗嚟咧，亦都係有呢兩個字。咁喺呢方面，其實我哋政府有關嘅都講得好清楚咧，呢個係最適合嘅選址嘅。多謝主席。
如果是大家冇其他嘅意見，咁我剛才嘅總結咧就係、希望政府都同意，我哋共建維港委員會大家同事都同意咧，我哋都傳達一個信息，就係、是、我哋歡迎各界嘅專業地區或者係即係居民嘅團體係主動去俾意見，亦都咧係主動同我哋聯絡咧係即係我哋會盡量去配合啊，即係咁以至咧唔單止參與已經計劃咗嘅論壇，亦都可以咧有其他嘅形式一齊。總之喺呢兩個月裏邊咧，我哋盡量去就呢個公眾參與嗰度做到與民規劃嘅目的。